Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you're on Bye Guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Yeah, the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Yeah, the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. Yeah, the Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys, nigga. The
Bye Guys, nigga. The Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
That's right. It is a Bye Guys surprise. Lewis is out of town on very important Puerto Rican business. So it is me, the international superstar, your other boy, with super best friend Ian. How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm hanging by a thread or a rope, but I'm hanging in there. You know what I mean?
Well, you look good, and it's nice to finally have you on a show. Sans mask.
Yes.
You have it right in front of you.
I do. I'm debating if I should put it on, but it is free advertising for my favorite steakhouse in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, DeStefano's. They gave it to me. They give me a free key lime pie every time I go there and a mask. So if you get a chance, go to DeStefano's, Consuelia and Leonard. It's a great place to be. Should we be wearing masks? Should we?
Not in here. I think we're okay.
I think we're all right. We have ventilation. Verzi looks nervous.
What? No.
No.
Verzi's getting over the intro still.
Oh, yeah,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He's got the antibodies. He doesn't care.
Not for what me and Ian have.
Well, nobody's cured that yet.
So when Lewis isn't here, we take over the show and we're the Bye Guys. It's kind of like a pop-up show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, at first I was like, wait a minute, did they fucking, is this another show that these guys just fucking, you know, a bisexual fucking show that I...
Yeah. Yeah, right. you gotta jerk off to gay and straight porn in order to do the show. So, Verzi, you're up.
straight porn, but with your non-dominant hand.
The most straight man I've ever met in my life. That was hilarious.
No.
There were two guys shirtless, and Verzi had a visceral physical reaction.
No, I was just going like, I looked at Dave, I'm like, did they schedule the right fucking thing here?
I also didn't realize it was rap because it had your picture. Even though you're here. I was like, is this a new
show? Verzi looked like he was getting a catheter pulled out.
He looked so fucking... No, you know what the funny... I was like, oh, dude, they got like an intro with the guests? So I was like, at first it was like you, then all of a sudden
By the way, that is not a picture of me. That is a transitioning woman that you get when you Google me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not... Oh, okay.
Which is hilarious.
God.
It's so funny.
No, that's hilarious. And then I was like, oh, Ian. I was like, oh, I wonder which one... And literally, as I'm watching that, I'm going, oh, I wonder which picture they got from the internet of me. And then all of a sudden, I just saw a fucking Johnson's and dude. And I'm looking over at Dave like, are you...
There's 4 billion shows here, so I wouldn't be surprised if I just walked onto one.
Yeah, we're...
I thought Lewis was going to be here.
Yeah, so did I, but it's okay. I got a tip off last night. He might not.
Usually, when Zach and I hosted, we cuck Lewis and we turn Real Ass Podcast into Bye Guys.
That's hilarious.
And it's Real Ass Podcast. Too much testosterone, too much alpha. Here, it's okay to cry.
You know? It's okay to be in touch with your emotions.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I was doing that in the bathroom.
You got all the crying out.
Exactly. I was doing it before. Yeah, yeah. I thought Lewis
was
here,
but bathrooms are okay usually.
So let's get plugs out of the way right away. We have two great guests today that you guys know and love. We've got Dave Landau from Compound Media. Dave, what do you want people to check out?
You can check out Compound Media. CompoundMedia.com, the Anthony Cumia Show with Dave Landau, and A Fair One with myself and Tommy Pope on Wednesdays.
Yes, I was on it last week. I was so bummed
you weren't there. Yeah, dude, I've been wanting you to come in, and I saw you were the guest, and I was like, ah, fuck, the week I'm not here.
I know.
Yeah, you got to come back in, though.
Pope lied. He was like, Landau's here, I'm here, it's going to be great. And I was like, whoa, what a threesome. And then you pulled in old Lewis and didn't show.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just like this. Last minute. He's like, are you here today? I'm like, I'm not sitting next to you.
Yeah.
It's 7:30.
Yeah.
Verzi, same. What do you want people to check out, my friends?
Well, this weekend, will they hear this by this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, this weekend, I will be, for the first time ever, going to Utah, Wise Guys Comedy Club, Salt Lake City, and then on the 23rd and 24th, I'll be at the Comedy Connection in Providence. You can check out my new YouTube channel. Just type in Paul Verzi, V-I-R-Z-I, and get me on all the socials.
Hell yeah.
Fantastic. Einon Fidance?
You can check me out on Instagram at Ian Fidance, IanFidance. And every week I post a sketch. And I am going to be in Philly at the City Winery October 24th. And you can get tickets on my website, ianfidance.com.
Fantastic. Guys, you know where to see me. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight here on the Gas Digital Network. Comics talk shit while we watch a movie. As well as Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And I will be at the Bel Air Diner in Long Island City this Saturday the 10th with my movies Return to Nukem High Volumes 1 and 2. My company Troma will be at the diner every weekend throughout October showing some of our classic bad horror movies. And on the 30th, we are doing a secret screening that just happens to coincide with the release of a movie we just finished that we are not allowed to advertise. So, just maybe, show up to that and you can see the new movie that I wrote and assistant directed and am in as a woman.
So you're... Wow.
Jesus, how much shit... So, like, I'm like, where do you get the time? Yeah, my company's going to be here. I'm doing this movie.
Yeah.
Go to the wrestling thing. Fuck, you're
I'm a busy man.
Boy. Yeah.
I do very little work in a lot of things.
And you can't say the name of the movie?
I know what movie's going to be there.
Right, I meant other people. Let them
know. So, just finished a movie. It just premiered at
This is the one you were telling me about that you were working on.
It's called Shakespeare Shitstorm.
Yes.
Okay. And because we have deals with other places to debut it, we are not allowed to advertise whether or not we would do a secret screening of it in Long Island City for Halloween, because other film festivals have negotiated with us to have it be premieres for them.
Oh, that's a good 2020.
Yeah. That's, it's, if you're getting... to spend 2 years on a movie, and then when it's right and ready to come out, be told there's no more movies.
I would love to see it. Yeah, it's too bad there's not. I would love to see a Troma film, though, get into a lot of festivals.
Well, we did the...
Could you imagine Zach at Sundance?
Yeah, I want to see
him and Robert Redford on the red carpet.
We did...
He's dressed like a woman. Redford's puking.
We did this thing called the Contender Series at the Museum of Modern Art, and it was like...
I love that place.
But it was us and, like, Scorsese... And, like, all these, like, we were one of seven movies.
The guy who directed Mean Streets, like, I love all the shit in this film.
Tarantino's sitting
It was Miller's Crossing.
It was Clint Eastwood, Scorsese, and us.
It's awesome.
Oh, it's great.
Shut up. That's incredible.
And then, yeah, Museum of Moving Image premiered the last one. Fantasia Film Festival just showed the new one, which is, like, the biggest Canadian film festival.
Yep.
We get, like, because our director's been making movies for 45 years. So we get into all these things.
Is it the main dude?
Yeah, I'm blanking.
Lloyd. It's Lloyd. Lloyd.
Do they know Kaufman, what is getting in, or is it just good faith?
No, they screen it. Usually he gets like a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I was going to say, he's well known in the industry.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised he's sitting there with that company, even though it is.
And it doesn't hurt that his wife was the New York State Film Commissioner for 20 years.
Oh, that's awesome. That will help.
He came his way into it.
There you go.
Mm.
This does suck, though, for people that, like, you're right, like, that movies were about to come out, or, like, if you just got, like, your... I know a buddy of mine, he just, like, he was in theater for a while. He does stand-up, Chris Lamberth. Funny dude, does stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know Chris, and he loved theater, and he got, like, a part on, a new Broadway thing that was about to, like, be, like, huge, and then it just was like, yeah, no, we don't know. Hopefully it comes back. Like, he got, like, on Broadway, not off-Broadway shit. Like, it was, like, his dream, and then it's just, like, yeah.
That's happened to so many people that we all know, you know?
Yeah, it's that's the thing. You can't really feel bad for one person, because, like, everybody got...
That was what was happening to me. I was, like, in this, like, spiral of just, like, you know, you can't help but feel sorry for yourself for some things, and then I was like, yeah, but... You know, not thank God that I'm not, but like, look at the perspective. You know, I don't have, you know, a family. I blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you know, really feeling for my friends. And then I started like crying at just the pain of everything. I was like, oh my God, it's amazing. I have empathy. Thank God. I thought I didn't have it for so long.
It's probably a good lesson for comics to get that back.
Yeah.
A little bit of it.
Oh, totally.
Taste of it.
And realize what we do is entertain people in a fucking, box so yeah, they buy two drinks apiece.
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's nice.
But at the same time, all these like part I forgot to
we're
plug
first
this.
Responders.
I have like all we're the first responders.
Yes.
We're the ones who make the first responders.
Heroes land. Work here. That should be on your door.
If it taught us anything, it's just that we really don't matter and we're not that fucking important. Like
right.
Doing what we do, you have to have some sort of we're all narcissistic, right?
Totally.
In order to go somewhere at 1 o'clock in the morning and think that you know, and get reassurance from people that you're funny in a bar in New York City
right.
is already fucked up.
We're
right?
lazy.
Yeah,
I'd
true.
Say we're all lazy.
We're all lazy. Yeah. We're all narcissistic. But like now,
yeah, none of us are good looking enough to be cam girls. Pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe me, if I could just sit at home.
Yeah, no, and I just feel like, I'm like what? Yeah, we don't
put
matter.
A can up your chooch. Yeah. Well,
we
were told specifically we don't matter because when they rolled out all the phases, we weren't even in a phase.
Well, we just kept doing comedy, kind of like going into studio and doing this and like park stuff, and
yeah.
it was pretty ignored until it got any media attention.
Well, I mean that's kind of like weird because you know I do all these rooftops and like I'm performing every night like multiple times a night. It's like crazy. But it's weird because there's more people at these shows than like some of the clubs putting these shows on. There's like more people in at these shows than there ever were at the club. And the people are showing up. They want to be there. They have to find out a secret location to get there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So and all these people, they're great audiences because they specifically are like seeking it out. They're not like roped into it somehow. And they're there to enjoy it. And the crowds have been like great. And it's just so weird to have like people be like, you know, it's really, you know, thank God you guys are doing this. It's really important. I'm like, well, you know, it's nice to do. I'm like, what do yeah. you do? They're like, I'm a cardiothoracic surgeon. I'm like, I think what you do is way more
I think
important.
You win. Yeah, it's also good that people show up because comedians and rooftops are not always the best blend. If no one's there.
Oh, you're telling me, bro.
You can fucking jump off of it if you bomb.
That fucking.
Yeah. Hey, I'll just go this way.
What is this place? A little. What's the one rooftop?
Tiny
middle?
Cupboard.
Tiny cupboard.
Yeah, they
dude, I had
a
fucking
a
panic attack looking over that roof in the middle
oh,
of my cell.
Oh God, yeah.
First of all, they did not tell me that it was a fire escape to get up there, which I think I would have just turned down. The
oh,
gate.
You were wider than the
yeah.
I
couldn't.
Stairs.
I could barely fit up it, and then I was on the thing, and the J train just came behind me during my set.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, oh, I'm gonna kill myself. Like, I just had a complete panic attack. I'm like, I'm up way too high. This is a terrible idea.
I'm up way past my bedtime.
It was just I'm not going to do park shows. I'm too dirty.
Mm. Oh, I'm not doing them. I'm just not doing
I'm
them
just not
I
doing them
because
I saw a little I'm not doing them because I literally saw multiple little kids walking up to like adults on blankets like going what's going on
mm-hmm.
and the last thing you want to do is just be like yelling against feminists
oh, yeah.
when there's like a yeah I'm not doing
yeah but also that. You guys have families.
Yeah.
So like you don't really
yeah,
you
really
know.
Don't want to go out and do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean you have families that you stay home with and
yeah,
your own kids to yell at Verzi.
Make those mistakes up at my own fucking house.
Yeah, yeah.
Every child I'm swearing at already. I don't need a park full of them.
And it's weird because you never want to shit on anybody doing anything. Like, you know, who the fuck is anybody to judge? But seeing some of these people
every
like,
comic
holding a karaoke machine like mics and with like one wire and the sound seems shitty and there's like a couple people sitting there
yeah.
and just but then they look like some are great like some outdoor shows are great and I agree with you Ian I did an outdoor show in Fairfield Connecticut people are like in
yeah.
it they're like in it because they need it
yeah
and it's
dude.
Almost like you know like and they literally went to Dick's Sporting Goods to get their fucking chair
mm-hmm.
like they literally like went to an outdoor place to get it
yeah.
and that like makes you more vested in it like
yeah.
this thing was fucking $55 like you know I'm in this dude
yeah.
You know there's concessions outside or whatever so I look at it like you know if you do come to those shows you're not gonna be a fucking
no.
drunk dickhead you're not
no.
gonna be you know
there's like never any hecklers or anything people are into it and it's a good way to build material because you can't play the clubs in the city right now so it's like you just build material for when you go back on the road so you're not just kind of like well here's a new thing
yeah.
you know
well, yeah,
even though that is fun
now. Yeah but even know. Clubs now are the same way people show up and they're just happy and they're happy to be there, and they're not disrespectful, and you're not worrying about people getting too shit-faced.
Man, your guys' audiences are way different than when I opened for Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I was with Lewis and Jay at Soul Jolts.
Yeah, no, there's Compound fans that we've had to shush.
Yeah,
they work there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, could you please stop saying the N-word? I'm trying to do it.
I don't like the distractions outdoors that you can't control. Like either a loud motorcycle or like a fucking
jogger getting shot.
But if you're in the middle of like a bit and then all of a sudden you're just like something happens. When I did Soul Joel's, it was great. I had such a good time and I went long, but there was a train. What's that?
You weren't ripped off the stage by an audience.
I was not ripped off the stage. It's funny when I got
there. You didn't get the Soul Joel experience.
When I got there, I go, "Hey man, I saw what happened with Jay." I go, "You guys have something like just in case."
We have a sign.
He's like, "Yeah, yeah." But a train went.
We have Lewis here. He'll make it worse.
Like a fucking locomotive, and I'm going like, "Did you get the train when it was?" Yeah, and I'm just going like, "All right." I mean, obviously you turn it into a joke, but there's definitely that's the one thing that you're not, that's the new thing, the new tool that we've learned.
Right
It's not a drunk heckler or somebody dropping a fork or a glass.
It's a fucking NYPD helicopter hovering above your head.
There's a room in Michigan, the Holly Hotel. It's just a comedy club. It's in the basement of this old hotel right next to a train track, and the trains are always very long, at least 10 minutes and very fast. Yeah, the whole place shakes.
Oh my god.
And then in the late show, I don't know what it is, but the cleaning staff refuses to not clean up upstairs, so you just hear a vacuum going for a good 10 minutes of your set as well.
That's amazing. Just a vacuum in a train.
To me, it's always when clubs have blended drinks.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Nothing makes you feel like you're bombing harder than a margarita. Yeah.
No, that's such a good call. And they do it. A lot of places do it.
And you can't turn it into, you can't like shit on them because they're the ones providing.
They need the money. They need the money and the person wants to drink.
Yes.
So if you start shitting on them, you're just shitting
on
them. But at the same time, you're like,
how do you not know?
Yeah.
Can you not go into a broom closet?
That was my only issue with the first stand. Because the first stand, you were really close, heard it.
Right.
But then, like, there's other clubs that they just fucking blend the ice.
And they silenced off the bar now. So you can tell, because, there's a lot of rooms in the country where the bar's in the room, and you're just like, what?
Those are the ones that are
It's just, why? Don't have a blended drink.
Yeah, so why don't you just throw a glass at me?
As long as it's, like, a giant girl drink and the guy in front of you gets it, you can then get payback.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like you just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
But it's like you're going to have to fucking a blue thing and a coconut. You can't just have a beer.
Coconut.
I do, man. How many clubs have had like good bouncers? Like how many have you seen like the good, like
the number one best seller? One is Gotham. Because they have New York City detectives that will literally and have literally thrown people out head fucking first, like almost like a cartoon.
I've seen
hold them by the back of their belt and their collar and fucking out.
I've seen a drunk go into a wall there. And the guy's like, I'm sorry to do that. I'm like, don't be sorry. That was wonderful.
Oh, yeah. No, these guys have like black suits on and they're just like looking. I remember one guy was just going like this. He's just looking. And I go, what's it? He goes, no, he's looking. This woman's going to say something. Like, they knew beforehand. And one thing.
He's profiling her.
Shout out to Chris Mazzilli. Chris Mazzilli saw somebody hammered online. Hammered. Like, staggering. Like, and he just walked up to them. And he goes, listen, tonight's not your night. You're not going in there. So here's tickets for another show, but it's not your night. Go home. And like, gave him tickets to another show and just prevent it. And that's why all the times I've headlined it, go there for a weekend and you do, it's never, like, it's instant if something happens.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And then some places don't give a fuck. And, you know, the ones that don't have that, they don't care. They want the money.
Yeah,
you know?
Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle is like that. When you come in, if you're a party of six or more, you have to sign a thing that says, we warn you once and you're out. Like, they're not even giving you two. You're just done.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
So it's, and, but he respects comedy in the show enough for that.
But then there are some weak comedians that, like, because I always have the three strike thing. I'm like, look, man, if I address it once in a funny way, cool. Mm-hmm. Then the second time I'll be a little more, I go, if I have to do it the third time, like something. But I remember one time I was in Atlantic City and one guy just said something like even positive. The guy goes, get him out. And I'm like,
what?
He didn't even fucking say, he just couldn't. He just wasn't. He didn't have the chops to even interact with.
And
the
you
guy.
Don't want to defend the heckler, but you're like, it's really not a big deal. Like he can stay.
I watched a guy get the old heave ho years ago. So the bartender at CB's was this big rockabilly
CBGB's.
No, so there was a club down the street from the cellar called CB's.
Oh, yeah, okay. Was it?
That's not the guy that passed away, is it?
Rick.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wasn't it a block?
It was the bartender downstairs.
Yes.
In the room of the showroom. Yes.
He was the best. And he was, his nickname with his friends was Bruiser, and it worked. He was a big, and he like muscle. And I watched him, and upstairs was a restaurant called Cafe Del Mar, and they called him up to kick out a guy who was like hammered at the bar. And I think he like maybe grabbed the waitress or something. And Rick just goes to give him the old heave ho into the street. But his watch got caught on the guy's belt.
Oh, Jesus.
So he threw both of them. He was so strong. He goes, one, two. And then he went flying on top of him and landed on him in the street in a perfect butt fuck position. And I swear the guy's spleen came out of his mouth. He landed on him so fucking hard.
Oh, Jesus.
I like when they handle themselves, too, where they don't, where they just get up and give up. I had a guy who was heckling my friend the whole show. This is like 10 years ago. Then I get on. I said one thing to him. He's like, fuck this. And he walks upstairs and he goes outside. And right when you go outside, it's a balcony. So like 2 feet from the door is just a railing. And the dude just hits that, goes off, and his head just fucking breaks apart on
Jesus.
The concrete. But no one was outside, so no one saw it for a while. So like when the show ended, they had to call an ambulance. And it was like, well, they'll teach him.
Jesus.
But I've seen like down the south
in his wheelchair for life.
Yeah, good. But down south 15, 14 years ago when I would go down there, you would have big like roadhouse wannabe bouncers with cowboy hats that would seriously kick the shit out of people outside if it got too out of hand.
I think when the audience knows there's a price to pay and there's consequences, you're going to be, you know, even when a guy in a suit just walks over, you know the move where they just walk over and they don't say shit, but they're just, they just stand and then they look, those people know. They're like, listen, you're going to, I'm going to be out of here and you wasted money and you got to buy two drinks. That's the whole, that's what I never understood. You're talking about probably a $75 night per person, right?
Yeah. If you bought a ticket.
If you bought a ticket.
Yeah, or it's just the free night to act like a savage to the guy on stage.
Well, that's why a lot of the free shows are shit shows.
Exactly.
If somebody didn't pay.
There's no investment.
They're like, fuck it, dude. I'm going to get hammered and I'm going to say whatever.
Well, like bar shows, there wouldn't be that many like heckler. I feel like at clubs, there's like way more. At bar shows, it would just be like girls. It's always like girls. It's always like a drunk white chick that's just like, go do your act. Go ahead. I like you. And that's the fucking worst. I rarely have ever run into like guys being assholes. It's always
white women who are drunk is probably, I would say, 95% of it.
Yeah.
Because they hear something and they get triggered. I was doing a joke at the Cellar, man, and I did a joke about a WNBA and the woman just like, I'm talking about it in my new hour. She went from like liking me and smiling to like arms crossed.
Was it Joanna
and
Man?
Just going like this and just like
Cheryl
fucking
Swoops
looking at
in the crowd.
It was fucking brutal, dude.
Yeah. Well, the Cellar is great security. They just have intimidating black men for their security. Just like five of them.
They just put their dick on your shoulder.
Yeah. It's like,
excuse me.
You don't need to quiet down.
Yeah.
They're standing back there. They just feel a little.
He just look over. He's just rubbing his cock.
Did you guys ever play LOL? In the city, that place
was a nightmare.
Holy fuck, they had no security.
That's why I called you a non-fidance when I introduced you.
Oh, yeah. I had like worked there 2 years, and the manager still didn't know how to say my name. And he was like this flamboyant man that used to wear a feather or like a leather boa or feather boa, you know, like a pink one. And he'd walk around, his name was Roy. And he goes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to LOL Comedy Club, please. Give a warm round of applause for your host MC for the evening, Einen Finanz. And I was like, what? You know my fucking name, asshole, and you owe me money.
He just liked the dance part, though.
Yeah.
That was for him. Yeah, that was for him.
My friend,
dude, there
Siegfried
were so many fucking. Chris Cotton got a chair thrown at him. He moved out of the way and it broke Dave Temple's nose.
Seriously?
In the crowd. Yeah. Yeah, just insane. There were fights there all the time.
Chair?
The one guy, fucking Roy, owed me money, and he was fighting with an audience member because they ripped him off. And when I went to break it up, I like forearm shivered Roy. Then he was like, thank you for taking up for me. I was like, no, that one was for me. I elbowed you because you're
the only time I ever entered that place was my friend's 14-year-old daughter that was in town with him snuck out and with her boyfriend, and she was in LOL getting served.
and got lied to, and they were like, Tina Fey is going to do an hour, and 50 Cent is also going to give
everything. Everything has a celebrity on it.
We're talking about when LOL opened, and it was just the lie. Dude, Mike Lawrence is on the – so first it was – it's never good to take an elevator to a gig.
No.
No.
If you have to get in an elevator.
And also, you had to pass a haunted house.
Yes.
On the third floor was a haunted house, a year-round haunted house. And sometimes you'd be in the elevator with audience members and a boy dressed up like a werewolf.
Last time I was in that building, I was 18, 19 years old.
And it was Show World.
It was a 25-cent peep show.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was literally like, I took the train, I was like 18, I go, 25 cent, like, what's a peep show? And it just was this dark, and this like thing came up. And,
oh,
like,
dude, it was, like, and some chick with flapjack tits and a fucking, you
way
know.
Way better comics than.
Ugh.
My buddy is a sizable gentleman. He's a bear. Adorable.
Bigger than you?
Yeah, I would say he's got a few on me. He's tall. He was at my wedding.
Oh.
Oh, no, he wasn't at my bachelor party. Fuck, so you wouldn't do it. He's big
dude. I was thinking of the other fat guys at the bachelor party.
Thank you. And he got a job at that haunted house that was by LOL. And then one day they come and get him. And they're like, Stuart, we need you to work security for Show World. And because he was the security guard for the haunted house, and he goes down to Show World, which was like the one last porn store in that area, and a African American gentleman, well dressed, just sets up shop in one of the aisles, and is selling crack.
What?
With a line. So he goes and gets the manager.
Shut up.
And he goes and gets the manager.
You didn't have to describe the gentleman.
And he goes,
boom shakalaka.
He goes, yeah, that's what you're doing security for.
Wow.
And he goes, what? He goes, you watch the line and make sure nobody gets out of line.
Holy.
Because that guy gives us
crack.
A rental fee. Oh.
That guy gives us crack.
That guy gives us a rental fee every night.
So it was clockers?
Yeah, it was. He literally. And then the security guard came over to my first room. He's like, what kind of piece you got on you? And he's like, what? He's like, you don't have a fucking gun?
Wow. What?
That's fucking nuts. Yeah, we got a crack dealer upstairs.
Yeah, he was just. But he was like on the clock.
Well, sure, he's working for him. He's clocking. That's
he's got a crack dealer upstairs, and at 8:20, Louis J. Gomez.
So the haunted house is like, how fucked up would that be?
It's all
got
one
off on the wrong floor, and you're in the middle of the city, you see Frankenstein's coming out.
You're just high on crack. The next floor is fucking. Next floor is an NA meeting.
Dude, the fights. I remember Mike Lawrence.
I used to go to this a block away. I would go to the NA. AA meeting and I walk over and go to LOL.
Just to remind you why you're
That's
going.
Yeah.
Mike Lawrence was on the elevator.
You just see two different bottoms.
Yeah. You're just passing your rock bottom.
Mike Lawrence was closing a show at LOL and he's on the elevator with like three British dudes and they show Mike the ticket and they're like, excuse me, sir, is Jim Carrey really here tonight? And Mike goes, no, but I am.
Oh, but I am.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
She knows the guy's outside. Like, will Jim Carrey be there? Yeah, he inside.
How is it legal how these people lied? I remember being at Dangerfields once, and a woman came out, and she goes, yeah, I was told, like, Chris Rock is Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like shit. I'm just holding a water like I'm next. And the guy was like, I don't know. You know, people pop. It's like brutal. Like, that's
dude,
stealing.
They would lie all day. And I caught a guy on the street lying, and I was like, hey, man, that really fucks us. He goes, I got to make my money. I'm like, yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
And if they
show
up and leave, I don't get paid. And I was like, that's like you, like, do you sell rap mixtapes? He's like, yeah. And I was like, that's like you lying about a mixtape and then selling him a blank CD. He's like, I've done it.
I love how you assumed he did that.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, do you also sell? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Too.
That's what they do, though, is because somebody's been in that club before and their picture's on the wall. They're like, anything could happen. And it's like, wasn't that taken in 84?
Dude, when I...
Yeah, LOL, the only picture that was on the wall is like Jimmy Martinez. That was like it.
That's a mugshot.
No, not Jimmy Martinez. Who's the... Who's the guy? He won like Club Comic of the Year like 10 years in a row in like the 80s. Fuck. I forget his name.
What was he on besides that?
No. Probably Coke.
No. Well, yes. Richard Jenny? No.
No, Spanish guy.
John
Fox.
He's
like a New York guy. Fuck.
J.J. Ramirez?
Yes!
All right.
All right, I got the wrong Spanish name. Anyway, Eddie Van Halen's dead at 65.
Yeah, rest his soul.
Eddie Van Halen. It just sucks.
Yeah, he was a monster. Dude,
he was so good.
The best.
I just don't care about people being good at guitar.
Why?
What?
I rather watch somebody know three chords and something I want to hum. I just don't. I hate watching people noodle around. I hate watching people noodle around.
The fucking one instrument that can make that many sounds is insane to me.
But I understand. I understand what Zach is saying in the sense of, like, I've said to people, I think the Beatles are overrated, and I just don't get it. And people were like, what? They fucking changed the game. And I'm going, it doesn't move me, though. Mm. Like, I'd rather listen to, like, honestly, if I'd rather listen to the Foo Fighters. Like, I'd rather go to a Foo Fighters concert than fucking listen to fucking Yellow Submarine or Yesterday all the time. Well, Yesterday's a good one.
Shannon, put up the gay porn. Make them suffer.
I'd like to just say they're both terrible.
No,
I get.
But what, listen, I would rather go to a Foo Fighters concert for the fun of it than just to sit around and listen to.
Well, here's the deal: if the Beatles came here in the '60s and took over the British invasion, I get all that, and I get that they have probably five or six songs which are completely legendary. But just like it is like to people that you say that to when you're like it's overrated, dude. They're like, what are you? They're Jordan. They're fucking. And I'm going like,
yeah, but that generation's dying out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's but you like, are right. I felt the same way for a long time, and whenever I would say this in like middle school, people would be like, how the fuck did you say that? I'm like, they're just not good. I don't like them. Yes. And it's like, I respect what they did for music. Yes. You can respect what they did and not enjoy what they do.
And I'll hum some of their shit if it's on, or like if I'm not going to just completely shit, but I'm like, you don't like the Foo Fighters?
I like their first album, but no.
Oh, wow.
I love David Grohl,
Dave Grohl's on record
though,
of saying, like, if he knew how big they would have gotten, he would have definitely used a different band.
Exactly.
That's how he said.
Yeah. I mean, look at the first video. Is that Mentos parody?
Oh,
he
was
not
great.
Taking it seriously. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. I think the one thing that's cool about the Beatles in that era of music is that Hendrix was around for 2 years. And he would play in England, and in the back of the room was the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Zeppelin, and they were all just watching him in awe. And when Sgt. Pepper's came out, the next day, they all saw him in a club, and he played Sgt. Pepper's, and he like made it his own way. And to like do that, to have John Lennon in the back watching you do that and be like, this is great. That's just like a mind fuck.
Yeah. Well, he did the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, he made that cool. I mean, it's incredible what he did.
He was only around for 2 years.
That's insane. And all they had to do was turn him over and he'd be alive.
Yeah.
That's it.
Him and Farley.
Yeah. Well, Farley, yeah. Well, if the hooker stayed.
Yes, and didn't steal his watch.
Yeah. He said, please don't leave. And
have you ever read that book?
Turn who over?
What happened was he was on barbiturates, and he vomited, and he was face up. That's how Hendrix died. So he choked on his own puke.
What happened to Elvis was he was
on the toilet.
Well, he had
a heart attack, though. Or did he, from so many pills.
It was his basically his liver was powder at that point.
Then,
it had become, well, Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, fucking huge drug addict, and, you know,
Jim Morrison,
fucker.
Too, right? Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison
OD'd. Died in a bathtub.
Bathtub, yeah.
Jimi Hendrix died on his back. Elvis died on the toilet, and Jim Morrison died in a bathtub.
A lot of bathroom deaths.
Where was Janis Joplin? She was the same age.
She was in a bathroom. Everybody's in a bathroom.
A fitting room, a dress barn.
Was it a fucking thing?
I don't know where she died. She was good, though, but she was in that same age where, what was it, 27, I think, they all died? Yeah.
Dude, it's great. They all died at 27, and then fucking Tupac and Biggie died at 24 and 25.
Yeah, whenever you look at what they did, especially Tupac as far as what he put out, it is insane that he was a child when he died.
Yeah.
It is. It's. I can't even believe Biggie was 24.
Yeah.
What's odd is how much
that's fucking nuts,
dude. He was 24. Think about that.
24.
Like
24.
That means 3 years earlier he was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Sorry.
Well, maybe
he dropped. He dropped out to sell crack.
He dropped. Yeah. That's how bad I am in math. I'm like 24, so like a year before. Yeah, the kid was in eighth grade.
Yeah, yeah, you're
right. But still, though, think about that. The guy was like just legal to drink a few years before he put out Ready to Die. I mean, it's like...
What's crazy, too, is when you look at Jim Morrison and a lot of these guys, they like aged. In this short amount of time, like by the time Jim Morrison died at 27, dude, he's like fat.
Kurt
fucking...
Cobain always looked old.
Yes, he did. And he never looked happy.
Yeah.
Never.
But he died 27.
Yep.
It's just, fuck.
When his wife shot him in the face.
He was fucking murdered.
I know. Everybody's like, Epstein didn't commit suicide. I'm like, either did Kurt Cobain.
No.
Let's go find the real killer.
Yeah.
Courtney.
They've already talked. They have El Duce on tape.
Saying that Courtney did.
Saying that Courtney offered him $25,000 to do it. The singer of the Mentors, they were like a
shock rock
band.
Didn't he get like hit by a fucking...
He straight up says it on tape by accident, and then like 3 days later...
He was like dead.
He was dead because he fell asleep on train tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like
he was
no
like,
one does.
I saw him say it. He goes, dude, she offered me $50,000 to whack. And he said it like, you know, and then they said like the way that where the shell was.
Right.
Was, but I'm one of those guys that any conspiracy doc comes out, I fucking believe it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it's on Netflix. It's fucking real.
Yeah, dude.
You're right.
The earth is flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a chip in the vaccine.
There's, yeah. Yeah. Soaked in bleach, though, I did watch. And I'm like, yeah, this is it. This is what happened.
Totally.
Trump has COVID. People like, he doesn't have COVID. I'm like, I think he's got it.
Yeah, I think he has it as well. I did.
I think he's talked a lot of shit that would, I think it hurts him more.
Dude, for him to be like, it's not that bad. I felt better than I ever have in 20 years.
Because you got president medicine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got president medicine and you got steroids injected in your eyeball. Of course you feel well.
What's weird is he lost like 15 pounds in like 48 hours. Like he came off like looking fucking dapper.
Making it even more appealing.
Smaller suit. I was like, what the fuck did they give you?
Yeah.
But I think people, like, he doesn't have it. I know, like, one guy was like, I know for a fact I will never believe that he had it. And I'm going, he talked so much shit about, like, not, like I think it's worse if he,
right.
Like, I think it's, like, it hurts him that he has it more, I think.
Yeah, and everyone's getting infected.
What's that?
Everyone
in the inner circle all got it.
Yeah.
If Chris Christie lives, though, I do think we have to look into this.
Well, that's the thing. It's like all these motherfuckers are, you know, clearly beacons of health.
Yeah.
And if they survive, it's like, well, is it really that bad?
Right. Like, Trump eats McDonald's like he's fucking Scooby-Doo. You know, like, he's just...
It's so funny when bloggers will be like, I ate Donald Trump's diet for a week, and I feel like shit.
Yeah.
Like, really? He's up 20 hours a day.
Right, yes.
Fucking killing it.
Yeah, so did that guy who almost died making that documentary.
Oh, Supersize.
Yeah, Supersize.
Morgan.
Me.
Yeah, Spurlock.
Yeah, even when he had to have like the football teams into the White House, he's like, what do professional athletes eat? Wendy's? Yeah, we'll get a bunch of Wendy's.
Oh, you got McDonald's for all of them.
Yeah, McDonald's.
That was like insane. All the like weird photo things that he's been a part of are just so surreal. Him in a room alone with a bunch of McDonald's and immaculate silverware, holding an upside down Bible, signing a blank piece of paper in two different places, and they metadata figured out that it was taken 10 minutes apart.
Which is hilarious because you can also see him in a commercial with Grimace 20 years ago. It's the only president who I think has that.
What a
that.
Cute little white Kim Jong-un.
Yes, it
well,
is.
Well, I've talked about it on, I think... on my show before. I don't know if I've talked about it on this.
Yeah, look at that.
So the deal with when you wanted to shoot...
Christ.
Yeah, he's got Wendy's and McDonald's. We were both right.
He does have Wendy's? Holy shit. Wow, this is the first time Trump...
Is it Chick-fil-A on the left or no?
Oh, man.
If that's Chick-fil-A, that's epic.
This is the first time...
Wendy's on the left.
This is the first time Trump's ever been a fan of diversity.
Oh, yeah. That's also the classiest room Wendy's has ever been in.
I know.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a second real quick to talk about our brand new sponsor. That's right, IP Vanish. IP Vanish is an incredibly important tool that will help you protect your privacy online. Listen, I don't know how you spend your time online, and I am not here to judge. What you do is your business, but I do know that you deserve your privacy. And if you don't want cyber criminals to steal your data or marketers to track what you're buying, you need IP Vanish. Guys, how many times have you been talking about something, you Googled something, and then you get ads for it for weeks and weeks and weeks? Well, IP Vanish is a VPN or virtual private network that creates a private connection from your computer, phone, or tablet to the internet, which protects your identity and encrypts your data. VPNs are great for protecting your data from hackers, especially when using public Wi-Fi that isn't secure. With IP Vanish, your real IP address disappears so you can't be tracked online and you get fast, unrestricted internet. But what really makes IP Vanish great is that it's the only virtual private network with 24/7 customer support. So bottom line, VPN is something everyone is going to be using soon enough. So check out IP Vanish to start protecting your data and privacy online. Plans start at just $3.25 per month by going to ipvanish.com/RAP. That's 75% off their regular price by just going to ipvanish.com/RAP. Start protecting yourself online today with IP Vanish.
But so the deal when you wanted to shoot on Trump on property back when he was like just a celebrity, you had to write a scene into the movie where one of your main characters sees him and greets him.
Home Alone 2. Oh,
yeah.
And says Mr. Trump. They can't call him Donald. It's going to be Mr. Trump. So there's like a ton of movies that they shot that. And just they knew they were going to cut it. It was just like, oh, this is the price of shooting here, where he needs to be on the call sheet.
He's
he
in Rambo. He needs to be in makeup. In the jungle.
Yeah.
This comes up.
Hello, Mr. Trump.
Mr. Trump. I think,
is he in Scent of a Woman, or did they cut him out? Because I know Pacino had to shoot a scene
with him
where he said, hello, Trump. Mr. Trump.
I don't know. I hello, think they Mr. cut him Trump. Out.
But he's been cut out of countless movies. It doesn't say it had to be in the movie. It just says they had to shoot it.
Oh, they need to re-release everything.
Dude, I'm thinking of all the movies.
Dude,
like Jump Time to Kill. A guy's just going in the courtroom. Excuse me, Mr. Trump.
Yeah. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Now imagine she's white. Hello, Mr. Trump.
James Bond. Yeah. He's just like... He's in a casino. He just goes like this, Mr. Trump, as they're playing cards.
There's got to be one.
Oh, that's fucking
American History X. You see this? This means not fucking welcome. Hello, Mr. Trump.
Except you, Mr. Trump.
He's in Rudy. Like, as Rudy comes in, he sees him in the stance. Mr. Trump.
He puts down a jersey.
The first Stacey Keach role was just offered to him.
Dude, watching the color drain out of my wife's face when we watched Little Rascals.
It's always Trump kids
is yeah. He's the rich kid's dad.
What?
And he's like, you're the best son money could buy.
I have a 5-year-old, so that's why we've watched that. We've watched Home Alone 2, and the more I watch him, I'm like, he's in a ton of kids' movies where he just shows up.
I think he was just like, but he was like, almost like a goofy celebrity.
Well, he was. I mean,
he's somebody that would show up on like Laughing.
He was the rich. He was like the just the rich corporate guy that it was almost a joke.
Yeah.
Like he was like a prop almost.
Oh, yeah.
He was a real Mr. Burns.
John Mulaney put it the best, where he said he is a hobo's idea of what wealth is. He's like, my name will be on the top of every building.
Oh, that's such a great
name. And I'll have great golden hair.
Yeah.
And that's what he was. He was this ridiculous version of a billionaire and a builder.
Mr. Burns is good. That's kind of what he was, yeah. But dude, I'm just thinking of Trump in all these movies now. I'm gonna be thinking about like every fucking
they
platoon.
They have to make Trump edition.
It's a platoon. The guy's screaming for the chopper. Mr. Trump.
Forrest Gump. He's at Jenny's grave. Oh, hey, Mr. Trump. He's just
good fella. Should have used a bag.
When I fucked her, I used a bag. Enjoy your son. That's mine.
Oh shit. Oh, fuck.
I was listening to Schindler's a pro list. Sex work.
Twelve Years a Slave. Yeah.
Glory. He's just hitting Denzel. Oh. Would you like to take the whip, Mr.
Your name's Toby.
Philadelphia when he collapses.
Oh, fuck, man.
He's on fire.
Yeah, we really should put him in everything now.
Dude, I'm just going to be driving home after this podcast thinking of every fucking movie.
I wish we could find all those cut scenes. And somebody
I have a
just...
list of the movies.
Oh, you're the best.
And the cameos. And then Dylan.
Uncle Drew.
What?
Uncle Drew.
I don't know Uncle Drew.
It is a black old man basketball movie.
Oh, yeah, that's it's the right. one that Kyrie Irving, when he dresses up. I didn't know that
he is in Zoolander, though. They didn't cut that out, or at least the version I saw.
These might be just the ones that made it.
Yeah, because he was in Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. Of course he's in it.
Wait, that was filmed in 2019. That came out in 20... Wait.
What movie?
It says Wall Street, but I didn't ever...
No, oh, 2010. 2010, yeah. Yeah.
He was in 54?
Yeah, he's doing blow.
The Queen's Corgi?
He's, yeah, he's getting...
That came out in 2019.
He's getting ass rammed by Mike Myers.
I was just thinking if he was in Nightmare on Elm Street.
He's in the dream.
Freddy's like, Mr. Trump? That's the funny thing is that you have to call him Mr. It's like you have to stop the flow of your movie.
Yeah, just to have this guy in it. Oh, wow.
Of course he was in Central Park 5.
He was in every movie where Whoopi Goldberg became a businesswoman.
He's in a shitload of stuff. We're looking at 22.
He's in a movie about how much they hate
wait,
him.
He's in a movie in 2019. That
is
means
he
as
Mark
a president.
Maron special?
He yeah. was filmed.
Yeah, 2018 was the basketball movie.
So
those might be
as
shot
a president,
before, or maybe it's news footage of him.
Oh, that's
good. Probably what it is.
Okay, yeah,
that's
yeah.
If, yeah.
Good call.
Because they have to get credited that
the
way.
Christmas Bunny.
Yeah, I would assume these are all footage.
Jim Jeffries has got to be footage.
Can you please find Trump in the Christmas Bunny?
Trump, what's the deal? It's a Seinfeld special.
Oh, it's so fucking great.
Wow, he's been in a lot of shit. Yeah, it's got to be news footage. You're
I think
right.
He likes attention.
I don't know about that. He seems like a private guy.
I was listening to a pro sex work podcast, and they were going over Stormy Daniels' account of being with him, and they were like trying to frame it in an anti-Trump way about how she spanked him with his own magazine, and he lied and said he was thinking about getting her on The Apprentice, and then how the sex was bad for her. And I'm like, who fucking cares, right. lady?
Also, we know the sex was bad for you.
They go, he asked her out for dinner, and then the fucking prostitute host that goes, and then he never even fed her. Like, she's a fucking hamster. Like, here, whore, have some pellets.
Yeah, I was going to fuck her. I wasn't going to buy her lobster. He's just feeding her like
plus
a
she's
bird.
A porn star. That's like
her head of lettuce.
Like, yeah. That's, if you toss fuck her and give her food, that's just craft services.
Yeah, everybody knows he fucked her. No one cares. And
but that was like the
lost.
Big reveal. She's like, and he was a selfish lover. You know shit, lady.
Oh, really? Does he strike
me
as a guy?
He doesn't strike me as a guy that would just really enjoy eating pussy.
No, he's not going to be like, I just want to make sure you come.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
Are
me.
Are your needs met?
It's not about me tonight.
Yeah. He doesn't cuddle after, I don't think. I couldn't see him just stroking her hair. Was that good for you?
Even his own wife, he probably just throws money at and walks out of the room.
He takes out a translation book. Dash the Ranchifish.
So the funniest picture is just her with a shovel, and it just said, I dig grave for husband. I don't care what side you're on. That's good comedy.
I don't care who you are, man. That's funny right
that's
there.
That's funny right there. My catchphrase.
That's funny right
Listen,
there.
Listen, I've been watching a ton of Larry the Cable Guy, Only in America. This is like my favorite show right now.
Is it? What are you watching it on?
It's on Prime.
Okay.
It's on now? Like
It's from a few years ago. It was on the History Channel. But it's just Larry the Cable Guy getting into some real MAGA shit. Just real
I remember that show.
It's some real fucking, like, we're going to go to the most armed man in America because we're in the best country in the world and you can do stuff like this. Gosh. And it'll just be some guy pulling up on, like, a golf cart that looks like a dragon. And he's like, we're going to shoot paint cans off a tank today.
He'll go to the Funny Bone in Omaha because he lives there. And then he just pulls up. He gets out of his car. You know, it's a fucking whatever. You know, $100,000 car, gets out, and it's just like, you know, normal guy, tucked in shirt, doesn't look anything like Larry. Found a niche and was fucking, I say hats off to him.
Oh, I mean, this is like, there's one episode about the history of sharpshooters in America based on how the original sharpshooters were squirrel hunters for the Revolutionary War. They just went and got all the squirrel hunters to kill British people. And it's like, so we're going to go on a squirrel hunt today. And it's just like three
and he's
guys
doing it in that accent.
We're gonna go. Yeah,
he's Larry the Cable Guy.
He's squirrel hunt full. Today. Oh, yeah. That's where he shoot people with bad teeth.
Yeah. Go squirrel hunting.
Yeah,
black
but it's got to have like the sentimental.
Black squirrel.
Yeah, get it.
Is it terrible or?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I mean, I love it. I unironically love it.
Yeah.
But they'll be like sentimental thing. Like they go like mudding and the guy's got pictures of like his three dead kids on the side of the truck and Larry the Cable Guy like prays with him.
Oh, you love good crap. Like you turned me on to the Bret Michaels show the last time I was on.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, Rock of Love?
It's so good.
The best.
It is so
good. Dude, bad shit, like shit that's just, like, let's be honest. Cobra Kai, the acting's terrible. The story, it's the greatest thing.
It's, so
it's the greatest thing because it's like nostalgic. It brings you back to like the '80s, the music. But it's so corny. Like him and Johnny, Daniel and Johnny, like have drinks, and like you think, oh, they bury the hatchet, and then like the next scene, their kids are together. It's like, you want to finish this? It's like you guys just drank all afternoon together. Like, you don't need another season.
Let's bury the hatchet. Things are fine. Hello, Mr. Trump.
Hello, Mr.
Things are really great.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Karate Kid.
They have to
like
do
Mr.
That.
Miyagi comes out. He does this, and then like Trump just pokes in the wrong room. He's like, "Hey, Mr. Trump."
He's doing the crane kick.
It's a bad time.
Trump's on 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah. Oh, dude, if you want to watch crap, I mean like heartwarming crap, Netflix.
Okay.
Jeff Foxworthy's American Bible Challenge.
I am in all the way.
It
balls
is
deep.
Three teams of three competing in Bible trivia.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's so huge in that community.
And
too.
He's the host. And then after the first season, they have like a gospel guy
if
who's like the music director.
If you chopped off your little boy's penis, you might be a story in the Bible.
Yeah.
And it's all like the churchiest of churchies.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, dude, the second season, they have rabbis on, and they literally lose, and the answer
they
missed.
Well, they haven't read the second half.
That was, they'll joke the whole episode. They're like, we're trying to study. We're halfway there.
Yeah. It is less ridiculous, to be honest.
Because they didn't know the answer to a question was a penny.
Really?
And what? It made me, I was like, they had to set that up.
What was the channel it's on?
I don't remember. Maybe like country music. It's on Netflix.
Can you imagine the writers are like, how can we get a Jew to think not know something about money?
The question they get is literally like, which one of these denominations is mentioned in the Bible? And it was a penny.
Shekel.
Really?
Yeah. That, by the way, exactly what the guy said as a joke.
Really? Amazing.
Guessing how stupid the show is exactly what's on the TV.
Oh, my God. I got to watch
And then they have,
it.
Like, physical channels. So they play, like, beer pong kind of games and shit. But, like, not with beer, but, like, you know, get the ball in the
Holy
thing.
Water.
Blood.
Yeah.
Christ blood.
Blood of a chicken.
Oh, dude. It's like watching nuns play, like, flip cup.
Wow.
The best. Can you guys see if there's any clips of American Bible Challenge on YouTube?
How do the nuns shoot the ping pong balls?
Out of their tight, never fucked pussies.
Oh, they're like this.
In the name of the Lord.
You can barely get them in without them popping out.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus.
My wrestling coach used to tell us that when he was our age, there was two strippers in town, and it was Snappy Brenda and Hot Dog Sally.
What?
Snappy Brenda did the ping pong balls. And Hot Dog Sal used to shoot hot dogs across the room into guys' mouths.
Shut up.
Oh, what? God.
What world are you living in?
Wait,
how is that possible?
Apparently Vietnam.
Yeah.
I believe that was Secaucus, New Jersey.
How can you get the force to get hot dog out?
Across, and who's catching a hot dog in their mouth?
I mean, that must have been quite a kegel.
That's true.
Well, Snappy Brenda was called Snappy Brenda because if there wasn't a ping pong ball in there, she could snap her pussy lips.
What?
Oh,
is this the truth or are these little wives
tales?
She
could beat anyone in a thumb war.
I have a clip of the rockin'
of the woman with the hot dog.
Oh, I think that's exactly what I watched.
I just can't imagine wanting
to the competition.
Watch out.
Oh. We're not rockin' rabbi.
And they catch the hot dogs in their mouth.
Finally, from the great state of New York, a warm welcome for Team Rockin' Rabbis, Jeffrey, Philip, and Eve.
Welcome I'm Rabbi Jeffrey Abraham. I'm a rabbi in Nyack, New York. And I'm a contestant on the American Bible Challenge.
And I will not wear
in
a mask.
In general, in religion today, there's a lot of unaffiliation. People aren't as interested in religion. So you have to create programming that makes them say, I want to come to your event at your synagogue.
Oh, is this like a thing about them being on the show?
The synagogue. My participation in the
game this
show
is,
really helps the show that...
Yeah, this is like a news story about them being on the show.
That fucking Family Feud set is getting a lot of work, isn't it?
Dude, it's fun. It's my wife has banned the show from the house when she's
away. Who the fuck is doing warm up on that show?
Oh. Yeah, who's opening for Foxworthy?
Like, who is warming up that crowd?
You gotta be fucking so
Gallagher.
Could you imagine that?
You'd have to be cowboy. Clean beyond anything.
I would pay every penny in my savings to see Gino warm up that crowd.
Oh, I would.
This is the show to
a guy making racist.
Dude, no, Aaron Berg doing crowd work at that show
that'd be amazing.
I would pay a lot of money to see that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, what are you two, queer? He's like, we're Christians.
Yeah. What do you guys do? We're also Christians.
Yeah, we're we're rabbis.
Hey, we got any Muslims in the crowd? No.
They're not even allowed in here. Are you kidding
have Burke, you ever have Burke bring on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a she takes cock in the face. This next guy's absolutely hilarious. You're like, did you bring him up? He literally said that one time. She likes black cock or sprayed all over her face. He goes, anyway, this next guy coming to the stage. Like, Aaron, could you fucking give me something?
taking bullet with him is so hard to do.
He just goes to every table.
Yeah.
And we did a fucking gig. We did a gig in upstate New York at a wedding hall. And Brendan Sagalow opened. Okay, and he goes, dude, I'm going to do all crowd work, so you could go and, you know, and I went, I did like a half hour,
yeah.
And I had an amazing time, it was great, and he goes, dude, what the fuck, and he goes, all right, well, watch this, and he went, I'm not kidding you, this fucking guy took the microphone, went to each table, and this was giant, it was hundreds of people, then he gets off stage, and he walked to every table, and as I was leaving, because I said I'm only going to watch 20 minutes of your set, I got to leave, I just see him from my car as I'm pulling out of the gig. He's just roasting each member of every table. This Indian guy, he's the fucking, this guy, and dude, and he's just
demolishing,
murdering.
Demolishing.
He just would take a guy, say the nastiest shit about him, but clever, and just everybody, and he walked around the entire fucking wedding hall like that. And it
dude,
was just
it's an art. He's like an old school, like, vaudevillian dirty Jew, and it's amazing. It's like incredible, and he's the nicest guy. He'll say the most filthy shit in the world, and he's the nicest fella.
It's the Rickles thing, and he tends to get away with it for the most part.
Yeah,
I mean, every now and then you get like one person who gets pissy, or I'll hear him talking like after the show. I'll hear a woman walking to the bathroom, like, "Well, that was just too much with that." But for the most part, they love him. Like, he's just able to pull it off because I think he punches himself so hard.
Right.
By the time he goes to you, you're just like,
but it's so hard
board.
To follow to just do straight jokes.
I love how guys like that are so, like, afterwards. To be like, you want to get the families together? How's your family?
It's like a Gilbert Gottfried in a way.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. You can't. How do you follow that?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, girls, and everything in between. If you like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com. BlueChew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Fellas, don't you want to last a little longer, go a few extra rounds? Well, Blue Chew makes the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. And because they're chewable, they can work up to twice as fast as pills. You can take Blue Chew on a full or empty stomach, and it's cheaper than those other two as well. It only takes a few minutes to fill out a form online with no doctor visit, no awkward conversation, and no waiting in line at a pharmacy. It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging, and Blue Chew chewables are prescribed online by a real doctor and made where? In the good old US of A. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. And here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code RAP. All you pay is $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code RAP, and you get your first shipment completely free, just $5 shipping for a big hard cock that you and your loved ones will marvel at. Mwah.
What's the worst introduction you've ever got to be brought up on stage with?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, God.
I
was doing a safe space comedy show where before the show an announcement was made. All these comics are inclusive, and if anything is said that is triggering, please let us know. We will address it in the moment. This is to make you feel safe, and we're so happy you're here. And the host was black and was like, you know, I always like to look at the bright side. You know, Kobe Bryant dying is so sad, but at least when he died, he took out 8 white people. This next comic is white, and he's here now. Give it up for Ian Finance. Wow. And I went out and just shit
I
all
am
over
sorry
everything.
I did that.
And I was just like, oh, thank God it's safe to kill Whitey. I'm black and powerful. And everyone fucking like loved it. It was fucking what? Because everyone knew it was like bullshit.
I had somebody go, I was doing a big audition too, and he goes, this next guy, I don't know too much about him. He just looks really Italian.
Ah!
And then from there, does one of his bits. But like not even about being Italian. He just was like, I guess he like was thinking. So he said that. And then there's a bit. Anyway, and then he just said my name. And I came out and like, it was just like, what the fuck was that, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's because it's like, what, you know what I mean? No credits. Not. It was brutal.
Well, I came up in black rooms and nobody could pronounce my name. So they'd be like, oh, this next comic, man.
I get Dave Landon.
Give it for Mr. Ian. That's like Mr. Ian.
It's like we're in the South.
Yeah,
in
you know, this next comic, you got glasses. I don't know.
I did hear this one comic told me that he got brought up in a black room because I came up in the black circles too, coming up in New York.
Yeah, I did in Detroit.
And one guy, he just goes, man, he said to me, he goes, dude, the host just goes, man, I don't know. He's either funny or he isn't, man. You guys be the judge. All right? This next motherfucker is just like, dude, you're just going up there like a sacrificial. Like, you're like, I'm either going to die here.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I've honestly had a dozen variations of this, but this one specifically was between my feature and me after he had killed and gotten the room set. The guy comes up and he's like, I know a lot of people have been asking about the baby on my shirt. That's my son. He died of SIDS. What we do is we pass around a cup at the end. If you want to put money in there, we will donate all that money to Sid's charity because he died in his sleep at 6 months. Okay, coming up right now is your headliner.
What?
You may have seen him on Last Comics. Fuck. And I'm just in the back of the room like, what? And this has happened to me at a ton of different places. It's not like a standalone incident.
What, Sid's?
Every time? I've lost every baby except one.
Dude.
I think my
ironically named Sid.
Yeah, I named every one of them Sid. I started naming them Bernie now.
My two, I have one.
That's brutal.
I was upstairs at Webster Hall, and the stage was maybe like 3 inches off the floor. And to get to the bar, you had to walk directly in front of the stage. And as they brought me up, they went, so we got a comedian coming up to the stage real quick. But before he comes on, guys, in the next 5 minutes, $2 shots. Ladies and gentlemen, Zach Amico.
Oh, God.
Oh, I've had that. Yeah,
and just everyone gets up and walks around. But my worst, I was going in between bands at like a goth club night. Shouldn't have been there. Shouldn't have done it. It's like 1 a.m. maybe. And the booker comes again. She goes, hey, I'm going to put you on next as this band finishes. Like, okay. I follow her up. She gets on the mic. She goes, all right, guys, so we have more show, but before our next act, I want all the birthday girls to come on stage. Any girl whose birthday it is this month. And they have a spanking competition where each girl gets spanked the number of times it's going to be the year of her birthday. And then she goes, all right, guys, do you want to see more spanking or a comedian? And everyone goes, spanking! And she goes, ladies and gentlemen, Zach Amico.
Oh, dude, that's almost like...
I've had, yeah.
That's evil. Like, that's
and then
brutal.
They hand me the, like, LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out microphone. So it's just
like you're
taking
a 50s crooner.
My entire face.
Like you're about to introduce Rocky.
This, yeah. Michael Buffer.
Overweight kid who I think is quit, or not quit, he stopped doing it, but he was.
I get in there sometimes.
I was at the Greensboro Comedy Zone, and I'll just say it because I don't care. I know the owner. This was wrong. But what he did was is he would have a girl go up and do a blowjob shot. And then this kid comes up on stage and they play that everybody's working for the weekend while he strips for her. So it's just him grinding up against her just like in a G-string while she's on stage. And the place is going fucking nuts because it's the South and they love it. And they're all just – they love every minute of it. And I just walked up on stage. My friend Matt took a video because he filmed it and then filmed my face. And I've never looked that angry in my life. And I just went up on stage and I had to just bury him for 5 minutes. I was like, have some fucking respect for yourself. You're a comic. Yeah. You're going to come up. And I, even afterwards, I talked to him. I'm like, don't do that shit. And he goes, the owner makes me. And I go, well, that's assault. And you should talk to somebody. I'm like, you should not be doing that. You should tell jokes, not selling blowjob shots by rubbing your fucking tits all over a bachelorette's face.
Dude, the owner makes me is just like, that's so you just want to give her money and go, please leave. Like, I'll buy you an apartment.
That's sucks.
Just get the fuck out of here, dude.
By the way, my post-spanking
I'll
set.
I'll be your legal guardian, please.
My post-spanking set went exactly how you think. Immediate boo. I mean, please die, booze. And then I completely lose my mind. And I'm just like, you're not vampires. None of this is real. And then I went, and you will listen to everything I have to say because I have a microphone and my voice is amplified. And then they turn my microphone off. And I threw it and I walked off the stage and they chased me out to the subway.
Wow. Well, that goes in the book. That'll go in the book when you're done.
It's probably the worst intro imaginable.
Yeah, you want more spanking or a comedian.
Oh, my God. But she didn't need to say that last one. Last one, she could have just been like, all right, we have your name to say that.
Don't really give them an option. Yeah. They'll never choose
and
you.
And not only did she give an option, she gave an option which wasn't an option. She was bringing him up no matter what.
Yeah.
You guys want $100 bills that were handed out up front? Or anyway, Zach and me is like, what the fuck?
That it's deliberately fucking you.
Yeah.
And then you have to go, oh, that's the worst, dude.
I got one. I was in a hood room, like a hookah lounge, and the host was speaking in Spanish, and everybody was loving it. And then he got into a dance competition with the security guard. And then he went back up on stage and was like, all right, y'all, I know y'all want to see more, but we got this white boy coming up, but I'll be back. Don't worry. And then spoke in Spanish, and they all loved it. And he goes, all right, give it up for he's got glasses. Give it up for Ian. And then I went up, and they fucking hated me. And they started yelling Trump at me and everything. And I was just like, no, I'm not. I don't like him.
Because he just told that in Spanish to do.
Yeah. And I just started like attacking them. And I got off early. And I was like, I just have to leave. And it was like his show. He was like, I'm back. And, like, started dancing again. It was fucking terrible. Good God.
I've had people yell their bill at me. That's the worst.
Oh.
Yell their what?
The bill. Like read the bill out loud to me.
Ugh.
Like $8 Heineken.
Jesus
Christ.
Just
yelled about that was LOL.
Oh, check.
You're so scared. You're like, I'll pay it.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I'm sure it was LOL.
I know. All right, you want to do one story and then get out of here?
Yeah.
All right. Here, we'll do a. Do you want spanking or comedian? You guys choose. Netflix indicted for cuties film. Orthodox Jews take to the streets in Brooklyn to protest closures. McDonald's adds new bakery items, and Oklahoma jail employees charged for playing baby shark for inmates for hours.
I want to go baby shark because I don't want to be anywhere near that cutie shit.
Correct.
I don't even want to be on film discussing it anymore.
Yeah. We're not. We're talking about baby shark.
Yeah, I can't watch any more of that.
Yeah, can you bring up the story?
I don't even know. I didn't even watch it. I don't even know.
I am wrong.
Yeah, I don't.
I can't. No, I never
the McDonald's
watched
bakery
it.
Thing. So is that really, that's a thing though? Like they're starting to come up with like.
It looks
that?
Like they've got.
Croissants?
And by the way, this wasn't on the menu yesterday morning.
Apple fritter.
to be honest.
Zach's like, I didn't see a fucking blueberry muffin yesterday.
We're going to bury you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Apple fritter, blueberry muffin, and cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
What?
I bet you, let's be honest, the cinnamon roll is probably going to be fucking delicious.
They're all going to be good.
Yeah. They'll probably have like a nice dipping sauce.
Has a cinnamon roll ever not been fucking delicious when it's a little warm?
Is that what Cinnabon was?
Yeah.
Just cinnamon rolls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Closing time at the airport, they can be a little hard, but they're still pretty tasty.
Well, that's the thing. If a cinnamon roll gets hard, that's when you...
On the apple pie, the fritter's going to be bomb.
Oh, yeah.
The apple pie at McDonald's is actually up there with my probably top three favorite apple pies ever. It's a really nice...
It's a fine hard pie. Argument.
Dude, they got their ice cream, too, is a banger.
Gun to your head.
Yeah,
which pie you going? If you could only have one pie the rest of your fucking life, because I just got introduced to one that blew my dick off.
What?
It was a fucking fresh pecan pie. Dude, I never, I'm going to tell you something, dude. I fucking had a scoop of, I was like, can I put a scoop of vanilla with this?
Yes.
Like I did with the apple?
Yes.
And Giannis goes, yeah, dude, I bit this fucking thing and I was like, I might go all in with pecan pies. Is no joke.
Incredible.
No fucking joke.
Incredible. Dude. Makes your tongue come.
I'm not a big, like, berries pie. Like, I don't like cherries or blueberry. I like either apple, pumpkin, pecan. But what's your go-to if you had to?
I mean, I love pecan.
Yeah?
You can't beat pecan.
But it's seasonal.
Well, the Jordan of them all, I think the GOAT, we'd have to say, is apple, right?
Well, all depends how it's done. It's right. Got to be warm with ice cream. Without, yeah. I'm not
with a scoop
it.
Of vanilla, it's...
Yeah. And those people that put a slice of cheese on it, fuck you.
Yeah,
what?
What?
No, I never,
that's a thing.
No, it's
is,
not.
It is,
in
yeah.
Secaucus,
no,
but
no.
Not here.
Are you serious?
That is not. It's not a tri-state area thing.
That's a thing.
It is a thing.
A slice of American cheese.
What yep. kind of a slice of American cheese?
It's
on top
the worst
of the apple?
Cheese to put on it.
Or is it cheddar? It's yellow cheese.
It's yellow. I've never done it.
What?
I've just seen
Shannon,
it.
Shannon, pull it up.
It is true. It originated in England. That's
of course.
Oh, that's why.
They don't know what the fuck
land
they're
of
over
shit
there.
Food.
Cheddar or American?
They don't know what the fuck they're
put
eating.
Put cucumber slices on it.
Look, that's a sin.
That's
oh, yeah.
so disgusting.
Yeah.
We need a palate cleanser.
What kind of
now show
okay, it's cheddar.
That's fucking nah, dude. You just ruined
that's gonna be in
you just ruined England for me forever. Like if I ever get in like if I ever got heckled by a British guy, I'd be like, fuck you, you put cheese,
put
on,
cheese
apple
on
apple pie,
pie.
You piece
yeah.
of shit.
Yeah, you're not I do a
is
subscription.
That getting back at America? Because America
yeah.
is apple pie.
Yeah.
Like, we need to fuck it up.
Yes.
I do a subscription box of, like, every month it's snacks from a different country. We
nice.
Did one that was, like, Scotland and the UK.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It would literally should have just been called A Box of Shit I Dare You to Eat. Yes. Lamb and mint chips.
What?
Scottish is also where hillbillies came from. That's
yeah.
that's true. So that's like, yeah, the food you're going to get there is not
it
good.
It fucking stunk.
Yeah.
They everything out, in it.
Yeah.
Everything in it was stupid.
You ate
open
up
the
in
box,
the woods 1800s.
Like
yeah.
You just don't put cheese. Listen, I love cheese.
Oh,
you know what
God,
I mean? I'm fucking Sicilian
mine.
And Greek. I love
yeah,
cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't put cheese on fucking on pie.
No, cheddar should go on anything except that.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the wrong
But there thing. Is a thing of, like, you put honey on certain cheeses, it's amazing.
Yep.
You put sweet
yeah,
stuff
hot honey
on cheese, you know,
yeah.
like, you get, like, a tangy, like, whatever cheese, you put, like,
you
yeah,
know, but you
glue,
can't put
a
fucking
a berry
Kraft
on it.
Single.
No, a Kraft
on
single
a
on a fucking
apple pie
is just trash.
What kind of
I mean, what are you, a fucking raccoon?
Just putting back
fucking disgusting.
That's the fat
head.
You gotta be a fat head.
A raccoon would not even
you know,
have
this pie
yeah,
is
a raccoon would be like,
a rat looks
yeah.
at it and is like, nah, I got,
yeah.
I mean, I got dignity here.
There's no
there's
thank
pizza
you, pie
rat.
Rat.
There won't be cheese apple pie rat.
Yeah, there's just no thank you, rat.
Would you? So you say apple?
I have the fattest answer, and I don't want to say it.
Oh, come
while.
On, man.
My wife does peanut butter pie with graham cracker crust.
Fuck.
It's
wow.
like chocolate
dude.
Pudding, graham cracker crust,
that's like,
peanut butter,
that's
and
like,
bananas.
That's like you take the bus
dude,
home, your parents aren't home from work, and you just make your own snack.
No, it's super good.
It's latchkey kid
it'll give
food.
You a hangover.
Dude, I had something called, like, it was like cookie lasagna or like cake lasagna, and it was like lasagna layered, but it was just, the whole crust was Oreo cookie
oh
on the
God.
Bottom, dude, and it just had everything incredible in the middle, and it was just nuts. No cheese.
You guys are my people.
What's yours, Dave?
Oh, man. That's fucking awesome, by the way. I love pecan, but it is very hard for me to not do like a chocolate mousse. But I don't know. I got to say pecan. It's easy, but it's my favorite.
Pecan's really
it's kitschy, fucking... but it's mine.
I feel like I got old because I used to like really sweet. Like I used to love like shoe fly pie from Amish country when I was a kid. And now I'm like... That is some sweet, gross shit.
What's shoe pie? I don't even know what that is.
Shoe fly pie. It's like molasses and sugar.
Oh.
It's super sweet.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't.
And now that I'm older, I don't like shit like that anymore.
It's funny. I like more shit that I'm getting older. Like, I would have never liked pecan pie. I would have been like, just give me apple. Give me a warm slice of apple with vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, I'll try, you know.
I've had to turn people onto it where they're like, I've never even had that. I'm like, well. You are right now. And then everybody who's ever had it is like, this is
dude,
fucking amazing.
My dick falls off for molten lava.
Oh, I didn't know that was an option.
Scoop of vanilla, you know, with a little mint on top. Mmm. It's my fucking nips hard.
I don't know how you're not fatter. You work hard.
I have really good
because
metabolism.
Because he bikes everywhere.
Yeah.
He's fucking an animal. Bicycle.
Yeah, dude, if you lived like up in the country, you'd be a fucking moose.
I binge eat so bad at night, and I gotta ride a bike or else I'm gonna fucking gain weight.
So the comedian diet is just shit. The comedian diet when you're on the road, it's just so hard to like get back to your hotel at like 1 a.m. after the show's on Saturday. What are you eating? I go down and I find out what's in the lobby and I'm like, I'm not eating a Hot Pocket and shit.
Yeah, I go to fucking 7-Eleven or whatever. My go-to is like gummy bears. I'm just like pouring them into my mouth. And yeah, when I'm here, I try to eat healthy and I try to eat all right. And then I go on the road, I eat like shit and I can't adjust to coming back because I'm like food hungover. And then the second I start to like get back in a rhythm, I'm out again and I start eating like shit. I know comics that bring their own like juicer.
Oh yeah.
Well, the nice thing is you could running from looters will make you lose weight.
Yeah.
You turn the wrong corner.
That's what I do. I yell the N-word and I hop on my bike.
Yeah.
And it really makes me just
I live in Harlem, so I just put on a sandwich board.
Yeah.
Go from there.
Dude, the funniest part of that Bruce Willis, you know, I hate ends.
Yeah.
When they edit it for TV, it says I hate everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny to imagine a bunch of teenagers be like, hey man, hate's not cool. You gotta love everyone.
Hello, yeah, Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that happened today, Bruce Willis would be hanging from the fucking bridge.
Oh, yeah.
In 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of Antifa.
Hey,
if we don't like hate.
We love
hate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Bruce Willis is designing. He's like, I suck trans dick.
Everybody's clapping.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He runs into a store to break in.
Yeah.
He just throws a brick.
Jeremy Irons is like, I didn't know you were that kind of guy. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I didn't realize you were that kind of hero.
All right, man.
Yeah,
I think we're going to wrap up. This is good, man. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
For coming out, Dave. Thank you, Paul.
No worries, man. Thanks for having
great.
Me.
It was great. We're going to go get some, you know. Oh, actually, you know what? Ha, 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 ha. No pecan, key lime pie. That's my choice.
Oh, that's a good one.
I heard somebody also said lemon meringue is incredible, but I have not gone into that yet.
It is. It just depends if it's too tart, but it is good.
Key lime, I got to try too.
Yeah.
I've had like, it's been a while.
Well, you know, I'm glad I decided to not end on a laugh.
This has been Bye Guys Pie Talk.
Yeah, yeah, Bye Guys Pie Talk. You know, next time we'll do recipes. You know?
Yeah. Well, next
it'll
time.
It'll be way gayer than those two men kissing
on
screen. Well,
we're doing pie this week. You got to do something phallic next week. Like, what's your favorite bratwurst?
Oh.
You know?
Yes.
So if we're going to do pie.
Black.
Yeah.
Thanks for having
me, man. Yeah,
thanks guys very much. This has been Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. Enjoy your week.
Goodbye.
Bye, bye,
bye.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
That's all, folks.